come.
Well, ever since she helped me get this job, she won't stop bugging me.
Well, I think she just wants you to do well, and she's worried that you won't, because you were just a stunningly poor waitress.
That is not true.
I'm still waiting on my mini corn dogs from 2 years ago.
I told you, they'll be right out.
Okay, so no Bernadette.
Well, you saw her the other night. Am I wrong?
No, I feel kind of uncomfortable talking about her like this. Usually when someone's being talked about behind their back, it's me, and it's right in front of my face.
I'm sorry, I just need a little break from her.
I understand. You know, there is some research that indicates that sharing negative attitudes about a third party can be a powerful bonding force between two friends.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying in the spirit of science. What is that little skank's problem?
So, I've been trying to come up with a cute couple's nickname for me and Emily. What do you like better? Emipali? Or Kutrapemily?
Why is it your last name and her first name?
Oh, well, her last name is Sweeney, and something just didn't seem right about Kutrapini.
Hey, how'd it go with human resources?
Awful. They're allowing me to move on from string theory, but they made me a junior professor, and are requiring me to teach a class.
I don't understand. Why is it bad that you have to teach?
What a stupid question.
Kids are gonna love
it. I can't believe I have to waste my time babysitting a bunch of grad students who probably think dark matter is what's in their diapers.
This might not be that bad. You like telling people they're wrong.
Wrong. Just because I enjoyed that one doesn't mean I always do.